So we move on to the next thing, which is, what did Isaiah actually see? Well, he says to begin with that he saw the Lord. And that's it. He had a vision of God. And the word for Lord that's used here conveys to us something of the authority of God. It's the word that it's almost could be translated as sovereign ruler or sovereign master. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord, the sovereign master, the ruler of the universe. And this is emphasized by what he also saw. He saw him high and exalted, seated on a throne. And let's never forget that the God whom we worship, the God whom we serve, in addition to being our friend and our loving Heavenly Father who's so close to us, is on the throne of the universe. And therefore in control of all these weird things on the beyond the reach of the Hubble telescope, the black holes and all that kind of weird stuff. And also the molecules, the growth and differentiation of cells within our bodies, you know, coming right down from the vastness of the universe to the intricacy of our own cells, he is in control of that. And that's emphasized by the fact he's high and exalted and seated on a throne. There's something else here. Have any of you, anyone ever watched the state opening of Parliament? Seen the Queen? She's a wee bit frail now, and it doesn't happen every year, but she comes in and sits on her throne and has this enormous robe on with a train that cascades down the steps, and it's just so awesome and impressive. You think this is conveying to us something of the Queen's majesty. But in the case of the figure that Isaiah saw seated on the throne, his train filled the temple. You know, vastness, back and forth. That's just conveying to us in an inadequate sort of way the majesty of God, the godness of God, the royalty of God. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And then there were these seraphim flying back and forth, serving him. We don't have much to say about the seraphim at the moment, but this is something that just conveys the service which these angelic beings offer to God. And the service in this case was praise, and we'll see that in a minute. But there's a final thing here, and it's a very important thing that we shouldn't miss, that this vision of God that Isaiah had is a vision of Jesus Christ. It is. It really is. I'm saying that because the Apostle John in John chapter 12 refers to this incident in the context of Jesus' ministry. And he says that Isaiah said these things, i.e. this prophecy, when he saw his glory. And he's talking about Jesus. So this is actually a vision of Jesus. You say, how can it be? This is 740 BC. Didn't Jesus begin at Bethlehem? No. Jesus not. It took me years before I learned this. I was convinced Jesus began in Bethlehem. But then, you know, I kind of began to understand the significance of the opening of John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word God was God. Right there in the beginning, before time was, there was Jesus Christ. And this is a vision of Jesus as God, high and exalted. So let's never lose that, that the Jesus whom we love, the Jesus whom we follow, the Jesus whom we serve, the Jesus who is our friend, is high and exalted as God over the universe. Just as an aside here, if you're ever speaking to Jehovah's Witnesses, take them to this chapter, okay, and then John chapter 12. Ask them to figure out that puzzle. So that's what he saw. But not only did he see something, he heard something. And this is what he heard. These angelic beings, the seraphs, were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. This was an awesome audiovisual presentation by the seraphs, okay? Has anyone ever been to a rock concert where the music is so loud you can feel it? Yes. Yeah, I can remember a few years ago, Florence and I went to Stirling Castle to hear a well-known Scottish band, and amongst a number of memories of that occasion, one of them is that I could feel my diaphragm vibrating in time with the bass. It was quite an uncomfortable feeling, actually. It was just like feeling the music. And that's what we've got here. The volume was so awesome that the whole place was shaking. And just to complete this kind of dramatic AV presentation, the place was filled with smoke. You know how they do that at concerts, too, all the artificial cloud stuff that the musicians kind of walk through. So it was an awesome thing. But never mind the noise, because the volume was really intense. What were they singing? They were singing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty." And remember, they're speaking about Jesus here. Holy, holy, holy.